This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. Good day, Vic. How are you?
Hi, Kath. I am well, thank you. Good to talk to you today.
Always good to speak to you. Vic, caravans laden with explosives. Tell us about this.
So this happened, essentially the community feeling under siege, feeling afraid, feeling alarmed after everything we've been talking about for the last 16 months. And then a couple of days ago, a caravan was discovered on the outskirts of Sydney, rural Sydney, but just outside Sydney, laden with explosives. And according to counterterrorism people, enough explosives to cause a 40-meter wide blast, enough explosives to take down the front of a building. And if that were not bad enough, inside the caravan as well was some material, as in written material, including identifying two of the prominent Jewish institutions in the city. And the whole story around how it was discovered and found and announced became very controversial, because the police had a media conference with the of the state where they announced it, and then it was reported at the press conference that the police actually were aware of this caravan for at least a week prior. But they hadn't told the public, they hadn't told the Jewish community even about this, and it was a journalist who uncovered the fact that the police had the caravan in custody. They also have the owners of the caravan in custody. So it turned out that it was abandoned on the side of a road in just outside Sydney. The police took it into custody. Oh, and someone who lives in the area found this caravan, put it into his farm because he thought it shouldn't just be abandoned on the side of the road, and then looked inside and then was horrified to discover all these explosives. So obviously that has shaken the community to another level, and counterterrorism and Prime Minister and every agency you can think of has got involved in the situation.
Why do you think that the police are so slow to act?
Well, I guess I should clarify what I maybe I wasn't clear in what I said. So it sounds like the police acted immediately when they became aware of it, but they didn't. But I think your question is, why were they slow to tell the public and the community about that? And so what the police have said is that it was a covert operation, and they didn't want to go public because it would compromise what they were doing. And in fact, they said the fact that a journalist had announced it has compromised their operation. So obviously we as in people who are not in the police, don't have the wherewithal to say if they should announce it earlier or should not, etc. Bottom line is, it's obviously a huge concern for the community, and it's just taken to another level, the concern, the angst, the anxiety, etc., etc. And just today in federal parliament, in the Australian parliament, there was a motion was put to condemn anti-Semitism. Now, obviously, you can say, well, isn't that the bleeding obvious? It should be condemned. And yes, obviously it should be. The good news, I sense, was that, I guess, it was supported by pretty much all sides of politics. I haven't seen the fine detail of it. But there are some very powerful speeches saying that this is not the Australian way. The anti-Semitism that has been going on for 16 months now in this country is not what Australia is all about. Australia is one of the most multicultural nations in the world. And until five minutes ago, or 16 months ago, one of the most successful multicultural nations in the world. And yet, sadly, that second sentence, being successful, has crashed to a terrible mess, and it needs to be repaired, and so there's a lot of focus on on how we do that and the need to do that.
So it's so interesting. I mean, we talk about multiculturalism, Australia has had a growing neo-Nazi population for decades. And it's really some, I mean, there are documentaries on it. I think even 60 Minutes, they've done yes. a lot on it. Brilliant, brilliant program. So it's not really a secret. Why are we so surprised about it now? I mean, when you've got neo-Nazis that are, you know, they've got their meetings and they're like the KKK.
Well, interesting. I mean, to your point. So what the Premier of the state has said over and over and over, he keeps saying that the vast majority of the population stand with you, the Jewish community, in condemning what is happening. And that those who carry out these terrible things are a tiny minority. Now, an interesting discussion which has emerged in recent days is that are there overseas actors who are paying local people to do the things that we've been talking about? And just today there was a discussion on one of the major radio stations saying that Russian agents were very involved in France in sowing dissent and causing disharmony, et cetera, and putting the question, not saying that Russia is, but putting the question, is Russia involved in what's going on here? And then the interviewer said, well, why would Russia be interested? And the response from the person being interviewed said, well, Russia is causing disharmony in countries which support Ukraine in its war. Now, Australia does support Ukraine in its war. I mean, not militarily, but, you know, politically. So that's a question. There has been no proof to show that there are external actors, foreign agents causing these issues. But it's something which has been put out there as a possible explanation of what's been going on.
Yeah. Vic, police helicopters patrolling the night sky, what's that about?
So that's in the eastern suburbs, and that has come after everything we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, more or less at the same time as the caravan was discovered, there were yet more anti-Semitic graffiti outside a Jewish school, outside homes, eastern, in areas where Jewish people live. And so there have been helicopters at night shining these bright lights into streets in the eastern suburbs, which is a strongly Jewish area, basically. And so it's the irony of, well, not ironic, I guess, people complaining, not Jewish people, I don't think, complaining that our sleep is being disturbed because of these helicopters and the lights and we can't sleep, etc. Well, so that is, I know, I hear your sardonic chuckle there.
No, I'm just thinking about Australians. You know, life is very smooth for you guys over there. Like, you know, you have a really good life. Right? And, you know, now dealing with the helicopters, and it can be very, very unnerving to have a helicopter shine its light on you. There's no question about it.
Yeah. Well, I guess, the big picture is, you know, why? And so that's the issue, basically. Yeah.
Vic, that is where we leave it today. Thank you so much. And I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Good to talk, Kath.
Always good to speak to you. Thank you so much and just stay safe. God bless. That is Vic Aladev. He is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. And that was the Australia report. Pardon me. My name is Kathy Kaler. This is 101.9 High FM. The Morning Mayhem. I'm standing in for Howard Feldman at 7 o'clock. And here's your news with Lindy.